lower garment wrapped around the waist. So this means that a companion of the Rasulullah ﷺ prayed wearing only one garment, like in lungi pehante hai Bangladesh mein, the one full garment, but not wearing the shirt or the kurta, but wearing a one garment only here, and he prayed like this. The reason for this is that they did not have trousers, and they would wear their azad either at the back, because this was more concealing when they did ruku and sujood. This is saying of Fath al-Bari, Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani. And his other clothes were on a clothes hook. So he had other clothes at that time when he was doing this. So his other clothes were hanging on the hook, and he was wearing one azad. جس طرح اب یہ ان لوگوں کے لیے ہے کہ اب آئی ول جسٹ ٹیل یو آفٹر سم ون سیٹ ٹو ہیم ناؤ دس از اے نارمل پرسن لائک فرام امنگس ادر دین کمپنی ہی سیٹ ٹو دیم آر یو پریئنگ ان ون گارمنٹ آپ ایک کپڑے میں نماز پڑھ رہے ہیں اچھا ہی سیٹ ہی ریپلائی ناؤ دس پرسن ہو واز سیئنگ ٹو ہیم ہی واز ناٹ کمپنین He did not take into consideration کہ بھائی میں کون سے بندے سے بات کر رہا ہوں, who I am talking to, what is the status of this person, he is scholar, he is the companion of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, تو اس نے کوئی بات سنی ہوگی اور یہ حدیث سنی ہوگی کہ نماز جو ہے دو کپڑوں میں پڑھنی چاہیے یا باڈی کیوں شوڈ کور. تو نا ہی واز ویری ہیسٹلی کہ بھائی سینیکلی کہ آپ آر یو پلیئنگ ان ون گارمنٹ. تو حضرت جابر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ریپلائی, ہی سیڈ آئی اونلی ڈیڈ سو دیٹ سم فولش پرسن لائک یو وڈ سی می ہو امنگ اس ہیڈ ٹو گارمنٹس ایٹ دا ٹائم آف میسنجر آف اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پیس اینڈ بلیسنگز بی اپن ہم. دس از رپورٹڈ ان صحیح بخاری, یہ حدیث بخاری ہے. Now, Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani, the commentator of the hadith, of the famous commentator of the Bukhari, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him, said, what is meant by foolish here is ignorant. The purpose was to explain that it is permissible to pray wearing only one garment, although wearing two garments is preferable. It is as if he was saying, I did it on purpose to show you that it is permissible, so that one does not know could follow me in that, or he could rebuke me, so that I could teach him that it is permissible. So he was intentionally doing it so that someone will object on him, make objection, and then he will teach. The reason why his answer was so harsh was so that he could teach them not to rebuke the scholars and to urge them to look into Sharia matter themselves. This is the comments of Imam Ibn Hajar rahimahullah. So now you have seen that this was one of the methods employed by the companion because of his status, that he intentionally did to teach maybe the people who were there, or maybe this hadith is coming to us because he adopted this method. If he hadn't used it, he would have just said once that it is also permissible to read prayer in one garment. Maybe some heard, some not heard, and would have forgotten, but this is coming. So now, that is why we know now that by farz namaz mein, it is first to cover your body is from the navel, from the top of navel to the complete knees. نماز فرض ہوا, دوسری سنت ہے. اور انہوں نے بتایا کہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے زمانے میں ہمارے پاس پورے کپڑے نہیں ہوتے تھے, دو کپڑے تو نہیں ہوتے تھے, ہم اسی طرح پڑھتے تھے. اینڈ ناؤ ہز کلوتھس ور دیئر, سو ہی واز ٹیچنگ. اٹ واز ناٹ ہز نارمل پریکٹس ٹو پرے ان اسپائٹ آف ہیونگ دوز کلوتھس, بٹ ناؤ ہی واز, دس از اے میتھڈ ہی از یوزنگ. And he is also given this lesson to him, that not to object by, if you've read some book very newly, you have converted to Islam or piety. There are two types of conversion. One is from the kufr to Islam, and one is from the sin to piety. from the fisk to taqwa. And those people are very, very, you can say, excited, because newly they are getting information here and there, and they are very, very quick to actually object on scholars or knowledgeable people, oh, why you are doing this, why this is happening, why this is happening. So he said that this should not be, one should complete, first actually know the knowledge, first learn and then object. Like I said to you previously as well, also in this world, if you are studying GCSE, you have no authority to, you can say, comment and also oppose the theories of the great scientists or scholars. You don't have authority. You just use their knowledge and just learn. Then you go to A level, you still are learning. You have no authority to give your own opinion. Now this is wrong, this is right. Then you do a degree, you're undergraduate. Look, you're studying from 5 years age till about 24 years. So, kitne saal ye ban jate hain? 5 saal se lele. 24 saal, yani full degree or graduate, depending, it is about 20 years. 20 years after study, you are still not in a position to give your own opinion and new research that I have done this research. You just do a dissertation simply by analyzing the information available to from different theorists and different experts of that field. Only when you are doing MSc, then you actually do a little bit of research, but really you become in the spectrum of scholarship and expertise when you are doing PhD. Then you can say that person, so and so, Mr. or such a doctor, such a philosopher, such a scholar has said this, but I disagree with him because I say this and this is my evidence. But if you are just studying GCSE subject and then you begin to analyze and actually say, you can say, criticism, and raise objections of those great, no one will listen to you, but they will say that you are fool. That is why this Sahabi said that I this because some fool I know will say this. Because why? He did not adopt a better way to ask. He should have said, quite if he doesn't know, you should stay quiet. And said in a very respectable way, okay, that I want to ask a masala. Okay. Is it preferable? How do we pray? Is it preferable to pray in one garment or do we pray in two garments? How is it this? So, wo achhi tarah batate, but he, the companion did not really say object on his, it was more objection on his approach which he adopted. So this gives a lesson to me and you to what type of approach and procedure and what type of etiquettes are to learn something. Someone, if you want to learn something. So this will be, for example, shall we go to the next point because it will take a long time. But you have understood it briefly, haven't you? Ilm chahiye bande ko sahi. Sahi ilm ho, shari, proper shari evidence ho, then to raise objection, then to correct someone. And if you yourself are not sure that you are on the right path or not, and what to say, if you are going to London and you yourself are lost, you have gone some astray in some remote area, countryside, and you start to see other people, I think you are going wrong, and you are yourself lost and not. It is a foolish thing. So first to be sure yourself, and you have knowledge, of proper knowledge, and then to ask other people or to guide them as well. Because otherwise it will be like a blind person guiding other people. A blind person, how will he guide other people who can see little bit or who cannot see? And first he need to see himself, is there a wall in front of me? Yeah, it's a ground or it's a tree. And then he should be in a position to say to other people, brother, don't go this way, there is a wall, or there is a well, or there is sea, or there is ocean. And if he cannot see himself, and if he keeps saying to other people that there is a wall, and then people, many people will be misguided, and he will cause more harm. That's why the first day I said to you, people who don't know these methods of Prophet ﷺ, and they don't have the proper knowledge of deen in order to forbid evil and enjoin good, they sometimes do more harm than good. They make other people just completely, they become abhorrent from deen as well, in the same time. Achha. Another point which we will cover in point number 4, then the more serious a mistake is, the more effort should be made to correct it. So now it comes to the down the grading of what type of mistake a person is doing. Now if a person is not doing recommended thing, let's say aap samajhte hain to wear a cap is sunnat ya imama sharif padna sunnat hai. Now you cannot go and criticize any brother bhi aap ko topi kyun nahi pehni hai imama kyun nahi pehna, because it is has a level grading of sunnah and it is not to be adopted in such a way. It should be just a general guidance, general motivation, targheeb ke bhai ye karna chahiye, ye hai wo hai. So but like this. Now the worst kind of mistakes people make is the mistakes in aqeedah and belief, because by that they can commit kufr as well as shirk sometime. So you should be more worried about their beliefs first, rather than kisi ko pehni pehni, someone does not have his azar or his shalwar above his ankle, or someone does not have beard. First I say get him out of the sea of kufr and then say something. This happened in Turkey, a very sad incident where there was a conflict between the Sufiya, the scholars of Ahlullah scholars, and the scholars of Zahir, or you can say these just scholar people. What happened? Once Muslim army came in confrontation there with non-Muslims. There were people living in where the Turkey is now. Those people were very, very, you can say, addicted to, due to, like in this society as well, to alcohol. Now they, some of the scholars, they invited them to Islam, that this is Islam, this is the duty of Islam, and this is, they all, nearly, most of the 99% of them felt very satisfied, and Islam looked very attractive to them, and they said that yes, we want to enter Islam, it's very nice religion, very beautiful religion, and its teachings are so all embracing and compassionate. One thing is that we cannot, because they were just non-Muslims yet, we cannot leave alcohol. ہم شراب نہیں چھوڑ سکتے, ہم شراب نہیں, ہم مسلمان تو ہو جائیں گے, اسلام بہت اچھا مذہب ہے, لیکن شراب نہیں چھوڑ سکتے ہم. تو وہ جو those people who were not, they were scholars, they had knowledge, but they did not have the insight really which you need for inviting people towards good. ان کے پاس وہ بصیرت نہیں تھی جو اٹھا. تو اہل اللہ جو اولیاء اللہ تھے وہ انہوں نے کہا, انہوں نے فرمایا کہ دیکھو ان سے کہو کہ اسلام لے آؤ, انٹر اسلام, دے آر ریڈی ٹو ایکسپٹ آل ادر تھنگ, دے آر ریڈی ٹو ایکسپٹ دی انویلیڈیٹی اینڈ دی حرمت اینڈ امپرسیبلٹی آف الکوہول, دے آر ریڈی, بٹ مینی مسلم امنگ مسلم دے ان اسپائٹ آف ایکسپٹنگ دس دے ڈو سین, سو لیٹ دم انٹر اسلام آل دا تھنگ, دس وی ول ڈیل ود دم آفٹر. تو جو دوسرے تھے اسکالرز, ادر اسکالرز, جیسے نو 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 نو, ہاؤ کین اٹ بی کہ بھائی اسلام میں آنا ہے تو سارے آؤ, یو کم ٹوٹلی ان اسلام, اور ایکچولی یو یو کین ناٹ, الکوہول ماننی پڑے گی, یو ہیو ٹو ایکچولی الکوہول. سو وٹ آل دوز تھاؤزنڈز اینڈ ہنڈریڈز اینڈ تھاؤزنڈز اینڈ پیپل وٹ ہیپنڈ دیٹ دے آل ایکچولی ور آن برینک آف یو کین سے انٹرنگ اسلام, دے ایکچولی ٹرن بیک ان ٹو دی ڈارک سی آف کفر and stayed in there and died because of not knowing these, you can say, self-made scholars and other people who were too haste and too quick actually, and they did not have proper insight of the, and they did not listen to the pious people, awliya Allah. Awliya Allah are those people who are scholars, and many of them are scholars, and they practice their deed, and they have special insight because of piety Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides them. And also Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, when some of the Qabail came and they said, we, for example, would not They did not like to bow down, let's say, in namaz. It was, they thought it's disgraceful, but why should we bow down in front of other people? Because other people were standing in front of us. So they say, we become Muslim, hum namaz bhi padhenge, lekin sajda nahi karenge. So aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmaya, ki theek hai, okay, sajda nahi karna, lekin imaan le aao, wo namaz padho, to sajda na karna, baad mein dekhenge. After that, when they became Muslim, they went to mosque. Few of them, few days remained standing, but when they look so different and awkward themselves, when old people were prostrating and they were standing, so few times, few prayers, they prayed like this, and then they just joined other people. Or we said, many of the kabail which what said we want to come, they said we can't leave zina, we can't do this, we can't do this. Many of them said other things about prayers, namaz ke bare mein. And Prophet ﷺ gave them certain flexibility due to out of his wisdom. Inshallah, I will come cover that in detail at another time. But basically, I just want to read the script now to you so that you get the point. And inshallah, you can come back to me when you don't understand anything or you don't remember. So efforts to correct mistakes that have to do with aqidah and belief should be greater than those who correct mistakes that have to do with etiquettes, adab. For example, the Prophet ﷺ was intensely concerned about dealing with and correcting mistakes that had to do with shirk in all its forms, because this was the most important matter. Now, I will give you some example of the hadith of Prophet ﷺ. Hazrat Mughira bin Shawba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Said there was an eclipse of the sun on the day that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam infant son Ibrahim died. So Ibrahim was about 7 or so years old, and he was the son of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he died. And the day he died, the sun became eclipsed. Now people at that time, and now as well, they think, they thought, and the things when such a sign occurs, because this is, was such a very important personality, well, the son of Prophet or any other thing as such, and that is why, look, the sun is also actually participating in the sorrow and grief. So people have this idea. Now if this was some person who have ostentation or is not a prophet or false prophet, like Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani alayhi lana, or a person just posing to be like, you can say, portraying to be pious, to uske liye to bada mauka hai, it is a very good opportunity. Dekha hai, meri walayat ki nishani, like Mirza Ghulam Qadiani said, that the eclipse is also a sign of my nubuwwat, as well as his time. That's a different story. But for a person like this, like me and you, is a very good opportunity to say, dekha hai ki meri nubuwwat, meri walayat ki nishani, aaj suraj bhi soos kar raha hai, suraj bhi taziyat kar raha hai. So actually to portray, but even non-Muslims have read this hadith and they said that we are astonished and surprised how Prophet ﷺ never did anything to raise his standard himself as such. Prophet ﷺ said to them, when the people were talking about these things, suraj giren lag gayi hai, ye ho gaya, wo ho gaya. The sun and the moon are two signs of Allah. This is a hadith of Bukhari. The sun and moon are two signs of Allah. They do not become eclipsed for the death or life of anyone. If you see them, mean eclipse, then call on Allah and pray to Him until the eclipse is over. This is what we do. Not kabhi kisi ka sign. And this is goes false prophets. You can say who claim to be prophets and would be awliya Allah as they are showing karamats to other people. What happens, even if something happens, after some time, their flawed and their fraud, which they are doing, and they are portraying wrongly, that is known after some time. Like for example, if someone has said previous people had this conviction, the son becomes eclipsed because there is someone died or someone has born or whatever. After when the scientific discoveries are coming now, and now everyone knows the sun becomes eclipsed because the moon becomes in between the earth and the sun. Or the moon becomes eclipsed because the sun is coming in between the moon and the earth. Then they will know that was false completely. And now even non-Muslims even are appreciating this hadith of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I've read in their books that by praising Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So don't, this is a lesson that don't try to look for opportunities to raise the standard of yourself. Let people know the reality, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put your honor and your respect in other people's heart. Abu Waqid al-Laythi reported that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon him, went out to Hunain. This was one of the battles of Prophet ﷺ. He passed by a tree belonging to the mushrikeen that was called Zat Anwad, on which they used to hang their weapons. So they had superstitious belief to hang weapons on trees that they will be spiritually well enhanced and etc. They will have more power and this and that etc. Many superstitious beliefs connected to them. On which they used to hang their weapons. And some of the companions who were newly converted to Islam, reverted to Islam, they said, O Messenger of Allah, make for us azad anwat like they have. So make a tree for us as well, so that we can also hang our weapons. Now Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, said, Subhanallah, this is like what the people of Musa alayhi salam said, make for us a god as they have gods. By the one in whose hand is my soul, you will follow the ways of the people who came before you. This hadith is reported in Sahih in Tirmidhi. So, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this was to do with belief, and it could have done many, you can say, caused a lot of harm for people coming and they worshipping and paying just respect and honor to that tree which do not deserve anything. And as such. So Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave them an example of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, went through the sea, Musa alayhi salam and his companions actually passed through the sea, and Pharaoh and his army were drowned in the sea. So it was not a long time passed that they said to Musa alayhi salam, now they seen all those signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did for them. Firstly, he raised Moses, Musa alayhi salam, in the home of Pharaoh. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them such signs like frogs to as azab for them. Everything then turned into blood for Pharaoh, they could not drink. And locusts and other minor azab warnings actually were experienced by the Pharaoh and his army. And those Bani Israel were looking, they saw how the stick of Musa alayhi salam turned into a serpent and how his hand became illuminated with light. All things they were, and then furthermore, they saw the sea actually parting itself and making a way for them. In spite of all those things, after going across, and they said to Musa alayhi salam, like the other people have gods and you can, then they have some kind of symbolic form as well. Why don't we have a symbolic form of God? So Musa alayhi salam actually became very displeased with them, and in spite of saying to them that this is the covenant of God, that do not worship except Him, when Musa alayhi salam went after him, he went for 30 days and he stayed for 10 days more. They actually carved a calf or something and said, so these people who worship idols, and they have very fascinating and marvelous explanations, you know, to heaven, that this is the but the God who has given us all these signs, this is, we have made this calf or this cow or whatever, with the old gold, pure gold, and now this is the symbol by which we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is symbolic form. And they were worshipping him, and then there came a severe punishment for them. If you read the Quran, you will find out. So Prophet ﷺ referred to them and saying that this is not so. Because this is related to belief, so Prophet immediately actually admonished them. No. Hazrat Zaid bin Khalid al-Juhani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam led us in Fajr prayer at the Hudaybiyah just after it had rained in the night. So this was probably when Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and companion 1500 and so went to Hudaybiyah to do Umrah, to visit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the non-Muslims, they were kuffar and mushrikeen, they were opposing and they did not let them. And there came a truce then between the Prophet ﷺ and them, called Sulah, the truce of Hudaybiyah. There, Prophet ﷺ led Fajr prayer to the companion. After it had rained in the night, so during the night it was raining, Prophet ﷺ reading the Fajr prayer. When they finished, he turned to people and said, "Do you know what your Lord says?" So imagine this is Prophet ﷺ giving lesson and guidance. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet ﷺ was hearing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that's why he was saying. "Do you know what your Lord says?" They said, "Allah and His Messenger knows the best." Wallahu wa rasuluhu ala. So companion. He said, so when there is a lesson here, when you don't know and you're not sure, and the person is someone is asking, do you know? Sometimes the purpose is so that you admit the your ignorance, or you can say your lack of knowledge, and then you receive something, then you move, appreciate, and then it stays there for a longer time. So sometimes person ask a question for this reason, well, we have to put that. So this is the companion said, Allah and His Messenger knows the best. So this means if you don't know anything, just say, "I don't know." Don't actually come go round and round all the earth and not meaning anything, and just to say, "Pehla kya nahi kuch nahi pata." Because simple reason, if your bowl is full with something, no one will put anything in there. If you have filled it with false coin and everything, to show that no one manages to be empty, then anyone will put anything, maybe very precious, maybe a jewel or a guide, a jewel or a diamond from anywhere you'll get. So people who are always trying to learn and confessing that they don't know, they want more knowledge, they want to learn. Maybe a normal person gives them something, a diamond of knowledge, which they actually benefit so much that so much change actually occurs in their life. So always, whenever you are sitting, try to learn from other people and do not speak if you don't have to speak. Because when you, by doing this, you are benefiting, or other people will listen. But in from the knowledge point of view, you will benefit when you will hear other people's experiences, so their knowledge. So the companion very simply said that Allah and His Messenger knows best, we don't know. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and this morning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this morning one of my slaves, means somebody, one of my slaves became a believer in me and one a disbeliever. So that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Kisi ne kufr kiya, kisi ne koi maan laya. As for the one who said, we have been given rain by the grace and mercy of Allah, he is a believer in me and a disbeliever in the stars. And as for him who said, we have been given rain by such and such star, he is disbeliever in me and a believer in the stars. This is also reported by Imam Bukhari in his book. So Prophet ﷺ is giving guidance and enlightening them on the matter of belief. Okay. So you can easily know now that the rain is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many things causes them. But the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that some of my servants who say that because of stars we have become rain. So this is not limited to rain only. Let me make very clear, be very clear to you. This is related to the rain you can understand by the blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered in your life. The rain of blessing. And some will say, it is because of stars. It is because of that person. It is because of my knowledge I am in this place now. It is because of that star. I was born in a zodiac, or I was born in 11th February. All these things are false and they have no basis now at all. Can you not see a plane crashes 500? I must say to one astrologer that a plane crashes 500, 400, 300 people are sitting in the plane. All of them have different date of birth maybe. Has it ever been that the date of birth were in 1 month, that's why they all actually had this calamity? Or can you show me? Disaster, earthquakes happen. People are born and people are dying. What happened? They themselves don't know anything about their future or any at all as well, for sure. A misguided. So do not go to any people, palmists and you know, reading other like tarot cards and other have contacting the jinns, etc. Like many people are very excited by those TV programs. Many people are very excited by those TV programs or those shows where they say that there's few people sitting and then they contact the people of the other world, people who have died. And what happens really is that they say, this is Jim or Mary sitting here or any other person. Mary is very upset because her son has died and obviously she deserves sympathy, but so she's already very weak from that point of view. And they say that they're doing some rituals that now we have contact with your son soul now. Oh yes, truly, that's what they do. And people do actually attend and they listen to these programs very much. And they ask many times, well, what's happening? And they say, now your son's soul is contact with me. And he is living at a higher level of existence and he's in very good mood and he's saying that I love you and that's what happened in the house, if that's happening, I don't like it. Some true things as well, what's happened now. I actually said that the thing you cannot find, which I put it there in when I was living, and Mary goes home and checks those things and she finds it. Obviously, she believes God, my son. So this way, now, other people, Muslims and believers, they become confused. They are telling all the truth things sometimes. You know, this person, you know, Joe Block or anyone, never knew Mary before. He never seen Mary before. He never had any contact with her. How on earth he can get all that information about his son's life, her son's life, and Mary's life, and they become very excited. And they have one medium sitting, and he says, I am the medium, and now I have contact. I have contact the other side of the world now, and spiritually. And many of them say, never, there's no hell, there's no paradise, they're enjoying. These people who are religious, they are just lunatics, and they're nothing, and they just enjoy it. So, they have their own beliefs, etc. But what happened in reality, let me tell you very clearly, what happened in reality, two things happened to them. It is no soul coming after death of non-Muslim and to visit the world or having a contact with them, other than a dream sometimes that people are shown. But they never talk and their angels never give them opportunity to say to them that yes, go and visit such and such medium and tell them some information. That's why one Buzurg said, and some people say that the souls of the dead come and they frighten people. وہ بلائیں بن جاتے ہیں, ڈائنے اور جنات اور یہ بن جاتے ہیں, اینڈ دے کم اینڈ فرائٹن پیپل آن تھرز ڈیز, اینڈ پیپل آر ویری ویل, کوک ویل فوڈ فار دیم, دے آر ویری ہیپی, اف ناٹ دین دے آر ویری اپسیٹ. اچھا, ہی سیٹ دیم دیٹ اف دے آر لیونگ ان پیراڈائز ان کمفرٹ عالم برزخ, عالم برزخ, اینڈ دے سی دی پلیئرز آف پیراڈائز, دی بلیسنگز آف ہیئر آفٹر, دی فوڈز آف پیراڈائز, what need do they have actually to come here and actually look at your food? And if they are living themselves in for example in agony and pain, the angels are punishing them in alam-e barzakh, and they are under strict you can say law in the hereafter, and in the qabr and alam-e barzakh they are being punished, the angel would not say to them, But yes, you go for some time and frighten such and such person. Yes, give you permission. He does not need actually to come. And neither they will allow that person. So this is all. So now coming to back to the answer, what happens briefly, let me tell you. What happens is that two things happen. One is that they are in contact with the jinnah. Jinnat. So jinn, either it were rehte hain jinnat, and they see many things, they are living in. Mostly, 99 times out of 100, these people get in contact, because there is a jinn, a shaitan, which accompanies every person from the time of birth. Jo bhi bachcha, koi bachcha paida hota hai, to ek shaitan bhi uske saath laga diya jata hai. Aur wo marne tak wo shaitan uske paas rehta hai. And he in many ways knows more his life than him, what he is doing, what he has done, what he has done. The more actually 99 out of 100 times they get in contact with that particular shaitan who has been with him all his life and he knows everything. So he becomes John, and obviously he knows, no one can see him. So and he tells everything because he is as his that person. So that's what happens. And people become imbalanced, their views become, their iman becomes, what's happening, how are these people getting, they are all their shaitan and jinnat are playing with them. They used to do this even before Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they do it now as well, like this, come and contact people, etc. So these are things related to belief. So I will carry on reading now another hadith. Once Hazrat Ibn Abbas, this is a hadith reported in Ahmad in his Musnad. Hazrat Ibn Abbas reported that a man said, O Messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever Allah and you will. And then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, are you making me equal to Allah? Say instead what Allah alone wills. So when he, because the will of Allah supersedes all wills, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving teaching that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will all working in the universe, and do not make me equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that sense. And Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that he caught up with Umar bin Khattab, who was with a group of people and was swearing by his father. This is Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was swearing that by my father, میری اپنے ابا کی قسم, my والد کی قسم, I swear by my, یعنی اپنے باپ کی قسم کھا رہے تھے. The messenger of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, called them and told them that Allah had forbidden them to swear by their forefathers. The one who wanted to swear an oath should swear by Allah or else keep quiet. This is also reported in Sahih Bukhari. So this is also a form of you can say shirk. کہ بھائی یہ قسم جو ہے وہ صرف اللہ کی. پہلی بات ہے قسم ویسے کھانی نہیں چاہیے. One should not, because Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم forbid actually very frequently وہ کہ بھائی swear again and again. You will lose credibility if a person does it every day. Even truth, one should not do it as such. So this one person said to me when this hadith was linked somewhere else, he said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's city, and wattin wa zaytun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the zaytun. So how is it it is not shirk, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does swear by other things. So now I explained to him very leniently that he was ignorant of the very principle of that the Sharia is for us, not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah paak ka koi shariat lagu nahi hai. یہ پھر کہا کہ اللہ پاک نے اگر نماز بھی نہیں پڑھ وہ اللہ سبحانہ ایون ان اینیمل شریعہ از ناٹ دے آر ناٹ ریسپانسبل ٹو ایکٹ اپن دا شریعہ تو اللہ پاک پر یہ چیز لاگو نہیں ہمارے لیے قانون ہے میں نے سم ٹائم ان دا حدیث کم دی سجدہ تعظیمی ٹو بو ڈاؤن ٹو پرسٹریٹ فار دی ریسپیکٹ واز الاؤڈ ان دی پریویس شریعہ like the angels prostrated in front of Adam alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam's parents and his brothers, they prostrated in front of Yusuf alayhi salam. This was sajda ta'zimi, which means the sajda prostration of honor and respect. It was not the sajda for ibadat and worship. This was allowed in the previous sharia, but Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam stopped and he disallowed it in his sharia. اب کوئی کسی کو سجدہ نہیں کر سکتا ناٹ فار ریسپیکٹ کی بھی بٹ مینی ٹائم سم ٹائم ان دی لائف آف پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کیمل اور اینیتھنگ ایلس کم اینڈ دے یوزڈ ٹو پٹ دیئر ہیڈ ان دی فیٹ آف پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وائی دی پیپل سٹارٹ ٹو سے وائی بیکاز دس از پروفیٹ دس الاؤڈ بائی اینیملز آر ڈوئنگ سیم تھنگ واز سیڈ ٹو دیم دے آر اینیملز انڈرسٹینڈ دیئر از ڈفرنس بٹوین ا کیمل اینڈ یو کہ بھائی وہ اس پر شریعت نہیں لاگو نہ اسے نماز پڑھنی ہے سجدہ تعظیم ڈفرنس آف سجدہ تعظیمی اینڈ سجدہ عبادت از ناٹ فار دا کیمل اٹ از فار یو بیکاز دا کیمل ڈز ناٹ ہیو سچ سینس تو یہ چیزیں سمجھنا چاہیے دیز آر سم آف دی بیسک پرنسپلز آف دین یو سی اف یو ڈونٹ نو دیم یو کین ایزیلی فال انٹو ویری ٹریویل آئیڈیاز So there's another hadith just reiterating that not to swear by any other. Now another hadith. A delegation of people came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he heard them calling one of them Abdul Hajar, the slave of the stone. Abdul Hajar, Abd means slave and Hajar means stone. He asked them, what is your name? He said, Abdul Hajar. Yani, kiska banda? Pathar ka banda. Aapka kya naam hai Abdul Hajar? Main pathar ka hi banda. The messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessing will be upon him, said, no, you are Abdullah. You are the servant of Allah. She has a very direct response. Because matters were very clear that any one person is not a slave of the stone. Because stone is lifeless thing as we are concerned. They also recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lifeless are they from our point of view. But the stones have such life that they recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they do their zikr as well. And Sayyid al-Mawjoodat and Sayyid al-Wujood sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I still recognize that stone lying on a, somewhere on the path that which used to say salam to me even before I came to Prophethood. Wo abhi bhi hai, the stone used to say salam alayka ya Rasulullah. And even before Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even claimed Prophethood and announced Prophethood. So, یہ تو جب دیکھیں درختوں کو یہ نہیں صرف کہ پتھروں کو اللہ کا علم ہے کہ وہ اللہ خالق ہے بھائی یہ بھی پتہ ہمارا نبی کون ہے دس از اے گڈ لیسن فار دوز پیپل ہو سے دیٹ پروفٹ بیکم پروفٹ ایٹ ای ایئر اونلی وین دے کلیم پروفٹ ہوڈ ایٹ دی ایج آف 40 آئی وڈ سے ٹو دیم دیٹ پلیز ریفر ٹو دیٹ اسٹون دیٹ انڈرسٹینڈز بیٹر وہ تو اس وقت کہتا تھا السلام علیکم یا رسول اللہ اس کو پتا ہے کہ یہ ابھی بھی اللہ کے رسول ہے لیکن مجھے نہیں سمجھ آ رہی میں کہتا نہیں وہ 40 سال کی عمر میں بعد میں نبی بنے پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, I was a prophet when Adam علیہ السلام was between clay and water. اس وقت بھی میں نبی تھا جب آدم علیہ السلام ابھی پانی اور مٹی کے درمیان تھے گارے بن رہا تھا میں اس وقت بھی نبی تھا اونلی ایٹ دا ایج آف 40 دا پروفیٹ ہوڈ از اناؤنسڈ اللہ پاک فرماتے ہیں آپ دوسرے لوگوں کو بتائیے ون لاسٹ حدیث اینڈ دین وی فنش ان شاء اللہ کتنے بجے ہے نماز پونے Now, the other point is, taking into account the position of the person who is trying to correct the mistake. This means, taking your own position into consideration. Some people's advice will be more readily be accepted than others, because they have a status that others do not. Or because unlike others, they have authority over the person, like father over son, teacher over a student, a sheikh over his disciple, a government official over whom he is inspecting. One who is older is not like one who is younger. A relative is not like a stranger. A person with authority is not like with no authority. Also, so recognize what your status is in relation to. Is he your fellow brother? Is he your equal? Or is he your? Is he younger? Is he elder? Is he man of authority? Is he pious father or anything? So understand your position if you are going to stop, say to someone to do something good, or you want to say to someone not to do something which they are doing wrongly. Take your position into consideration. Understanding these differences will make the preacher and the reformer put things in the correct perspective. Then he'll know what type of method he should use now. You will say to your son, don't eat with your left hand. Well, you cannot say this to a stranger like that, or elder person like that. You can say to your son, put the left foot out when you get out of the mosque. Put the right foot out when you get in the mosque. Or when you are wearing shoes, why you are putting left foot first? But you cannot say to any person, your father like this, or the stranger person. So this is Arab from there, he will say, why are you saying this to me? And then there it goes. The position of one, the one who is rebuking, and the esteem in which he is held by the one who has made the mistake are very important in judging how strong the rebuke should be, or how soft it should be, how harsh or gentle the tone should be. From this we learn many things, but inshallah I think there is enough for you to intake. I don't want to mention too many things today. So subhanak allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Ab kisi ne agar koi baat puchni hai, things which have been already said, they can ask anything. So next time bring a notebook, only small notebook, so you can actually at least We have any question then, not even relating to this topic. Yes. 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 You see, this question is not related to really sincerity as such, or taking the position in heaven. This is just what you are referring to is the laziness of nafs, actually doing good for yourself. So then, that does not mean you don't have sincerity. This means actually you should rebuke, and you can say your own nafs, and then admonish it in a way that you are steadfast on what you do, because it has nothing to do with insincerity or sincerity. It is just your lazy. For example, my person is sitting here and he does not go feel good, or he does not want to go to the mosque for praying. No, that this does not have to do with anything sincerity really. But what he should do is only to actually make the effort for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then finish totally. There's nothing wrong with it. Accept that. Even. The next part, when you go outside, then it will come that by your mind. And if you don't have anything, and just you're thinking about your nafs, or you are lazy and you want, and but still you are doing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have sincerity, there should no matter of concern, but you will get more ajr, more reward than the person who is inclined towards goodness at that time. For example, he likes to do good at that time, and he's doing da'wah and tabligh, and he's very motivated. Then a person who is actually, who have to suppress his nafs as well as do other good. So he gets a double reward, actually, and that helps really very much a person's spiritual advancement. دیکھنا موسیٰ علیہ السلام کو جب اللہ پاک نے فرمایا کہ اذهب الى فرعون انه طغى و my prophet go to him, موسیٰ علیہ السلام کہا میں بول نہیں سکتا, my speech is not very eloquent, تو میں کیسے جاؤں گا, I fear they will. So he was feeling that he had already ran away from there, had done a hijra from there, now he Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ asked him again to go to but he Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ said no, you go and inshallah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them. So Musa alayhi salam listened to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although his self was at that time naturally reacting, that he was presenting his own fears. So similar the case with Dawah. Sometime for Musa alayhi salam that was the Pharaoh, for you your nafs is the Pharaoh at that time, what you are saying aapke liye Pharaoh aapka nafs hai. So yeah, isme to koi yani aise pareshani ki baat nahi. Okay, all goodness, anything good which you will do, will require some sacrifice and some, you can say, effort on your part, which will be against your nafs all the time. The grades can be different. Sometimes it will be more strong, sometimes it will be light. But it is only when you pass the sea of mujahida once, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his will, if he wants, he can make things easy for you. And the piety and goodness just becomes your nature. That is another thing. But firstly, you have to establish anything, driving. First day you go, you are learning to drive. How you learn to drive? You are nervous here and there. You don't know about the clutch, brake, etc. But then after you train, by force yourself, and you try, how this person is driving around, how this person is driving. But when you are trained, so then you don't even have to think that you need to change gear or anything. But you have to go through that hard time once. Anyone cannot jump directly from sitting home to driving a sport car on the motorway directly. So yeh toh mushkil hai. First they have to go through mujahida. It's just like they say, you have to, like a baby child who learns walking, first crawl, then he begins to stand up, then he falls, and then all your life you walk and you don't have to think you're putting the left foot first or right foot first. But isi tarah spiritually, if you are willing to sacrifice that part, a particular part of your life, like I have said to you, like your sheep, the training you have done, once you've done it, and then inshallah, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the piety will just become your very nature, and you don't have to indulge so much. But let me say, the ajr might reduce at that time. Maybe your this time gives you more reward and nearness for Allah than that time, because you don't have to fight. You become more like angels, but not more like angels, but the goodness is overwhelms the bad side of the nafs. اور کسی نے کچھ پوچھنا ہے؟
How cool is it that people follow imams when everything was taught for the Sunnah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Sahaba? So it says, what's the need for an imam like Imam Abu Hanifa or Shafi, is perfect on this Salaf? So I didn't know what to say in answer to this, but would you see to answer to that?
I would say the answer of that. There are many answers of that, but I would say, ask that person, who is he following? How he can follow directly? He never heard anything from Rasulullah. Where is he getting all that information? No, he's getting information from Sahih Bukhari. So he is following Imam Bukhari first, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has not heard anything. Imam Bukhari has not heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is referring to the companion between before him, and Imam Abu Hanifa is one of those people through which the knowledge all knowledge is transmitted. So they themselves are following other people. For example, they follow their own scholars of this time, Sheikh Albani. So I would say, or any other person, or Sheikh Abdul bin Baz, or any other person. So isn't it not better to follow a scholar of 1st century than to follow a scholar of 14th century or 15th century? So no one can follow Prophet ﷺ directly as such. He has to go to next profession comes, then even we cannot leave the link of companions. If a hadith say, Hazrat Abu Huraira said to actually say Ameen with loud voice, but you are following Hazrat Abu Huraira before then of Rasulullah ﷺ. And who were Imam Abu Hanifa? He was the student of the companions and the students of the companions. And all these, Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim, they are great, grand students of Imam Abu Hanifa and others, many scholars as well. And all fuqaha are like this. This person, a person who thinks on this line, he can go on a very dangerous ground. He's walking on very dangerous ground. So the next question will come, why follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why not follow Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But how can one follow Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Yeah, follow through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not in that sense, really, he should say. Indirectly touched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can say it from the point of view of the knowledge, of the guidance given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of His love. But that it is literally, that hadith does not mean, has a literal meaning in that sense. So it is better to avoid those type of beliefs and where you are not sure what to say. Let me be very clear. I said to prostrate is forbidden. To touch the feet, or even kiss the feet of a scholar, or hands of parents, or anything, that is allowed in Islam. It is only the sajda is forbidden. Or to bow down when you are saying salam, that is forbidden by Prophet ﷺ. When you say salam, don't say salam alaikum, wale salam. No, this is not right. Stand up right. Say salam alaikum. Be humble, but not bow down. Sajda is forbidden. Touching the feet or kissing the hands, that is allowed. And even companions did this, and many people, awliya Allah, do this. Like one of the saying, I will just say to